Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, may I have your attention, please? Are you ready to engage in a mind-blowing experience and hear talks about life, technology, entertainment, and business? The next episode of Hip to Talks starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi everyone, Zoltan here from Hip to Talks. We're back again this week. Today we have an interesting guest who is joining us from Almost Friday Media, Andrew Kenward, the president and COO of Almost Friday. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
All good. So, I know that you guys are very, very known in the States, but maybe to our global audience and in Europe, you are not that well advertised yet. But let's start by giving a short introduction about yourself and your company.
Yeah, absolutely. So Almost Friday Media actually originally started around the one Instagram account, friday.beers. It was founded by three brothers, Jack Barrett, Max Barrett, Sam Barrett. And it was really like just this place where they were writing their jokes. They wanted to be screenwriters. So they found a format that sort of worked for Instagram where they could put some of those jokes. And they were like, all right, we're going to write a script every month and we're going to have this little Instagram account that'll just be like a fun thing that we do on the side. I actually saw it in like November 2019. It was like a couple weeks after they had started the account. A friend of mine had sent it to me and I was like, oh, this is hilarious. This like new format of kind of like internet comedy. And I kind of forgot about it, honestly. Like I was an agent at WME at the time. So that was my background. I was working in our digital media group. I was representing everybody from, you know, comedians to producers to TV, you know, directors, different brands and publishers like The Athletic or Attention were clients. I'd work with them to put TV projects together or help them, honestly, just find any type of business, you know, to fuel their company as sort of like a hired gun biz development guy, right? Through the agency. And I came back from like Christmas and New Year's and I got a phone call from another one of my colleagues at the agency. And he's like, hey, have you heard of this thing, Friday Beers? You guys are looking for a representation. And if anybody at the agency would know about this, like I figured it would be you because I kind of had this knack for like, you know, dude comedy. So I was like, yeah, I've seen it. It was sent to me like, you know, a couple months ago. I think they had like 5,000 followers at the time, you know, so it was like just starting. But even for, you know, being a month old, it's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
And we set up a phone call. I took a look at it. And all of a sudden it's 2 months later and they have 250,000 followers on Instagram, right? This thing just sort of absolutely took off. And I think for a couple of reasons, they created a new format of telling jokes on Instagram using like found footage and cutting together scenes from comedy movies or sports moments and layering in text tracking jokes over that. That no one had ever really seen before. So I think that was part of it. It was like very unique, like visually, and as like a sort of new medium for telling a story. But I think beyond that, it also just tonally and from a point of view of comedy struck a nerve with the 20 something, 30 something that was just really like starting to find their way through work life and that like post-grad, you know, world. And it was really resonating like with that entire audience and became like very shareable because it felt very relatable. And it was like, oh, these guys like understand what I'm going through in the work week. And the whole concept of Friday Beers was like, we're all sort of just waiting for that moment on Friday where you can have a beer and not feel like the man is like lording over you, you know? So so we got to talking, and, you know, I said to them, I go, guys, like if you, Jack, Max, Sam, if you guys want to be like writers and like writers only and like write for TV and film, like I'm probably not the right agent for you. You know, like I'm more of, like I said, like this business development guy, like how do we turn this into a business? And to their credit, they came back to me 2 weeks later with this incredible pitch deck that was like really well thought out. It was like kind of the foundation for what the company has now become. So we were thinking like, okay, like we can make podcasts with this. Like we could actually still try and go and make, you know, TV shows as well and take some of this like IP and essence of comedy and come up with television ideas. And we could launch a network of other accounts, right? And we, you know, have a merchandise business. We have a really, you know, growing like brand business. We work with a lot of like big blue chip brands. And that it was sort of like the early genesis of what is now Almost Friday Media. And yeah, we operate, you know, probably 15 different Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, podcasts, accounts, pages, and projects. We've worked with, you know, huge brands. We started working mainly with beer brands. So it was like the Anheuser-Busch's of the world, the New Belgians of the world, obviously wanted to come to us because the biggest account on our network is Friday Beers. But since then, like we've worked with everybody from Grubhub to Dave and Buster's to Dunkin' Donuts. And, you know, it's growing by the second. And it's been really exciting, like all the, like kind of now, at least like industry recognition that we've got, and sort of being able to make, you know, humor injected into what these brands are wanting to put out online. And, yeah, so that's really kind of the genesis of it all. And like where we're at today, I mean, our biggest accounts are Friday Beers. Almost Friday is sort of the umbrella brand that we've now created that houses the rest of the brands. But almost.friday on Instagram, check that out. Or almost
already did. Already did.
Yeah, we have some really great content on there too. I can kind of like talk more about it as well. But yeah, that's where we're at now. And it's been you know, it hasn't been that long. Like the Instagram account started in November 2019, right? So we're approaching like 3 years from sort of like the true genesis of it all. But it's really, you know, more like 2 years since it's been like this like formed idea of a business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You need an umbrella brand when you have so many activities going on. It's like we have here with the Hipters. We have multiple websites, multiple conferences. We're in North America and in Latin America with Gaming Americas. We are in European gaming in Europe. So basically we needed an umbrella brand. That's how we created Hipter. So yeah, it's a similar idea about this umbrella.
Yeah, we had the same thought, right? We were like, okay, like Friday Beers is the biggest brand, right, within this umbrella, but it felt like too siloed of a name to really encompass like what we were trying to do with you know, the bigger media company. And now we have, you know, it's not only brands that we create originally, we have plenty that we've partnered with and work with some like hilarious creators, and we really sort of function as now like the back end services, where what's great is through the Trojan horse of Friday Beers, we're talking to these big blue chip brands and we're like, hey, if you're going to be spending with us, like you might as well spend with Litquidity or Billy and Chet, our other creators that we've been working with, or this kid Will Dinellen, who we just brought on, has been so funny and has, you know, has a growing TikTok account. Litquidity, if I mentioned that already, he's, you know, like fintech finance bro humor and memes out of New York. And he's done an incredible job, like finding those niche audiences, right? Like the same way, like you can't always get everyone under one like mega roof. So the way in is like finding those like niche communities, but talking to them in like a similar sort of like tone and point of view and comedy line. Yeah.
All right. So that's about Almost Friday Media, but we haven't heard about you.
Yeah.
So give us your background.
Yeah, for sure. So I have worked in the entertainment business for a long time, like ever since I was in college, just started at first, like I was a PA on some terrible movie outside of Austin. I went to University of Texas in Austin, and I then started booking concerts and created a small little business with some friends in Texas. And we were booking shows, like this is in 2008, 2009, like right when electronic music was becoming popular in America. And we booked some shows and was kind of like, oh my God, like you can make money doing this. Like this like kind of blew my mind. Like this is so much fun. And luckily found my way to this internship at this company, C3 Presents, which they're a big concert promoter. They put together and produce all the Lollapalooza events.
Oh, okay. So
globally, they produce all of those. They do Austin City Limits. They had like a talent management arm. So they were representing like really cool artists. And then they booked for like all these different casinos and other venues around the world. Like they sort of acted as like their talent buying arm. So that way, you know, you didn't have to have like a random buyer in some casino in, you know, middle of nowhere, Arizona or something, having to know like what the cool music was right now, you know? So I worked for that company, learned a ton. I started to understand like, oh, like there's like a real path to a career in the entertainment business here. And everyone was like, you got to go start at a talent agency. You got to go start at a talent agency. This was like right around the time where like, you know, we had like the big recession, like jobs were kind of hard to find.
Oh.
I just told myself like, I'm going to go, you know, like I'm going to go to law school with the intent of wanting to like go be an agent afterwards. And there was like a decent amount of like I did some research and it's like a decent amount of agents like have their law degree. You're negotiating contracts. You're talking to lawyers all day. So like I was like, that feels like helpful. And at this time where it may be really, really hard for me to go like find a job, like I'll just, you know, invest in my education a little bit, go do that. So went back to Florida. I'm from Miami originally and went to law school at University of Florida in Gainesville, which was super fun. I mean, like, you know, I basically got to go to college like two times in a row, you know, like did Texas and then Florida, but continued to work in the entertainment business. I don't know if you remember this company, Groove Shark. Do you remember these guys?
No.
Groove Shark was like an early competitor to Spotify. So this is in like 2011.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now I remember.
All web-based.
Yeah.
They were a startup founded by a couple kids that were at UF. They had an office in downtown Gainesville. That's when I started working. I was working for their COO at the time in operations. And I was in law school at the time. And I was sort of like first experience of like, oh, startup life and, you know, how like a young company like comes together. And then I mean, I worked there for a couple of years and after I left, I got an internship at WME after my first year of law school and sort of was able to make my way there pretty quickly after I graduated. But Groove Shark eventually imploded. They didn't have like the correct licensing with all the record labels and that kind of eventually was their demise. But I found my way to WME. So I went from law school to the mailroom and I worked my way out of the mailroom pretty quickly. I got my first job as an assistant working for this guy, David Levine in the music department. He repped everybody from like Carly Rae Jepsen to like the Goo Goo Dolls. And like, I was helping, you know, put together their tours with him. And I sort of quickly realized like, you know, there's so much at this agency, like they rep everybody from like TV writers to, you know, directors, to actors, to musicians, to literally they did everything for everyone. I was like, I kind of want to see like what else is out there. And I ended up moving within the agency to the TV department. I worked for a handful of different TV agents, really learned how to like package television projects. So you'd take like the producer and the director and like a big talent and kind of get them all together to take out a project and pitch it. And that was an incredible experience on learning how to sort of like put together and assemble like entertainment projects. And then from there, I got the opportunity to go work for, at the time, it was the co-CEO, this guy, Patrick Weitzel, he's now the chairman of Endeavor, but incredible guy. And I was his sort of like chief of staff for about a year and a half. And that was the opportunity I really got to zoom out and sort of look at the entire agency and say, oh, wow, like, this is a huge business, yeah. Huge business. Endeavor, like WME was like, you know, this little, like similar, you know, to what we were just talking about, having these like umbrella style organizations, yeah. Like, and WME was also a huge business, but it was one business of this massive company that they just had bought the UFC. Yeah. You know, they had merged with IMG a few years earlier. They were in the middle of a massive, you know, M&A deal with this company Learfield. And it really opened up my eyes to like, oh, like what was growing, where was like the agency growing? Where's the company growing? And when it was like sort of like my turn to get promoted, I really pushed to get promoted into the digital media group as an agent. Cause I was like, there's so much growth here from like an agency level, but also just from a global level. Like this is where talent are sort of becoming famous now. And this is like, it's like the new television is TikTok, you know?
Exactly.
It was one of like the luckiest decisions I think that I like decided to make, like, because it's like helped create this entire career path that I have now that I'm incredibly grateful for. And, also, it's just given me so much like flexibility and allowed me to be really entrepreneurial, you know, it's a relative to like the more legacy parts of the media business that, you know, you got to like really grind through certain ruts to like get stuff done, you know, yeah. It's a bit more flexibility and freedom, which has been awesome.
All right. So, yeah. So with this occasion, I would like to give a shout out to Lloyd Danzig for the introduction, yeah. With Andrew. Thank you so much. All right. So any parting words?
I mean, one, just, I want to thank you. I want to thank Lloyd for connecting us. But yeah, I think just keep an eye out for Friday Beers, Almost Friday Media. We're going to be, you know, creating a ton of content this football season. Yeah, go sign up for BetMGM, promo code BEERS. We'll keep an eye out for us. And, you know, don't be afraid to send us a DM or say what's up in the comment section either.
All right. So thank you so much. Thank you guys for tuning in and see you next. And hope you hear us next week as well. All right.
Let's go.
Take good care.
Have a good one.
Joining. Be sure to check back next week for the next Hip to Talks and subscribe on Amazon Music, Overcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, MixCloud, and Pandora.